A bizarre situation unfolded on Twitter today. At its heart was an obscure part of the federal bureaucracy called the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. NPR tech blogger Alina Selyukh is here to tell us what happened. Hi, Alina.
Hello.
Walk us through this odd sequence of events that you saw today.
It was really bizarre, and it started this morning. You might have heard Donald Trump went on a tweet storm today regarding his potential conflicts of interest. And he said, quote, it was visually important for him to not in no way appear to have conflicts of interest, and that legal documents are being crafted to take him completely out of business operations, and that he'd be leaving his business, quote, in total. And that's what launched a bizarre tweet storm of its own from the Federal Ethics Watchdog.
The Federal Ethics Watchdog, called the Office of Government Ethics. Its job is to prevent conflicts of interest in the executive branch, and typically its Twitter feed is relatively boring.
It's a pretty straight-laced, decorous office. It works with presidential transition teams kind of in the background. And today it went rogue. It posted a series of tweets that was just snarky, clearly mimicking Trump's tweeting style. So many exclamation points. I'll give you a couple of examples. One tweet said, OGE is delighted that you've decided to divest your businesses. Right decision. And here's another one. Brilliant. Divestiture is good for you. Very good for America.
There are more exclamation points in these 9 tweets than in all the other tweets that I've scrolled through from this Twitter account. Is there actually any evidence that Trump is really planning to divest, as in sell, his businesses?
And that's the thing. We don't actually know what he plans to do. Theoretically, he could, or he could just turn over control to someone else. And people were starting to point that out exactly right when OGE account took down all of those tweets. They just vanished. And of course, many people immediately jumped to the conclusion that maybe this was either some staffer going rogue, or maybe the OGE got hacked.
That's what I thought when I saw it earlier this afternoon. Did they get hacked?
And that's the weird part. No, they were not. And even weirder, a few hours later, all of those tweets, they came back. The agency reposted all of those tweets, all the snark, all the exclamation points.
You spoke to somebody at the Office of Government Ethics. How did they explain this odd behavior?
You know, at first they issued a statement, as a government agency does, and they kind of vaguely suggested that this was not a hack. And then they said they did not know the details of Trump's plan, but were generally encouraged by his tweets. They underscored that divestitures do resolve conflicts of interest in a way that transferring control does not. But that still left a lot of questions unanswered. So I'm assuming a bunch of other reporters kept calling them, asking them specifically, given that Trump never mentioned divestitures, did the ethics office know something about his plans that he hasn't publicly announced? And then the OGE came out and issued a second statement that addressed that question, sort of saying they were only responding to what Trump shared on his own feed, and they wanted to make clear that they were nonpartisan.
So at the end of the day, do you know why this usually staid federal office went rogue?
We don't know. It was a really strange day. And when I first tweeted the original statement they issued, it just went viral so quickly. I had no idea people were watching this mystery unfold with such interest. And the response from people really varied. Some people were really encouraging, saying, you know, go get emoji. So refreshing to hear a government agency go rogue. And then other people were saying this was unseemly, disrespectful. And one person even filed a complaint that this was an unethical move for an ethics office.
NPR tech blogger Alina Selyukh, thank you.